my gosh, you guys. It's the season 2 finale of Claws. So much happened. So many people got shot. We have so much to talk about. I can't wait for it, but I'm going to have to here on the Claws After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
So dramatic. So dramatic. This whole episode. This song reminds me of Michael Bublé.
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
I agree.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Claws After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Today we are covering season 2, episode 10, the season 2 finale.
Oh my gosh.
Called Breezy. Boy, was it an episode. We have so much to talk about, guys. Before we do, I should quickly introduce myself. My name's Jeff Graham. I'm surrounded by some wonderfully intelligent and beautiful ladies, including Miss Jazzy Knox.
Hey.
And Miss Jamie Gray.
Hey, guys.
Jamie and Jazzy, I'm a little sad.
You're sad. I cried.
I know. It's been such a fun season.
I know. I'm going to miss you guys
for a little while. We'll be back next summer. But we, Roach Baby is, of course, not here, but Rochelle, we miss you.
We miss you, Roach.
We'll have you back soon. Guys, we are not just talking about the episode today. We do have some amazing news and gossip. We actually got an interview with Niecy Nash on the carpet at an event recently that we'll be watching.
Yes.
She's just the best. The Claws cast continues to just be the most wonderful men and women in show business, which just makes everything better. But they're not only good people, they're also amazing actors. Holy crap, this episode was off the walls.
It was too much.
It was all over the place.
It was all over the place.
It was scattered.
I think, Jamie, you feel like you're about to burst over there, so I'll let you start.
So I really liked this episode, because I know throughout the season, we're finally at the finale, but throughout the season, we would say this episode would be great, then some would be so-so. This one was, like, jaw-dropping. Pearl clenching, like you got to oil your edges, secure your legs, like it was crazy. And I think we always had our predictions. Some of them were kind of spot on, but some of them we would have never guessed what would have happened today. So kudos to the writers.
Yeah.
I think the writers really did a good job on this one. Like I love how fast it went. It wasn't slow. Yeah. It was like straight to the point. And I was not expecting Virginia to open up the show with her commentary.
I liked that.
That was a really nice move for the writers. So I really enjoyed it. I think this is probably my best favorite episode of the whole season.
I liked it too because again, guys, this is a spoiler after show, so if you haven't watched the episode yet, I'm about to drop a bomb.
What are you doing?
There it is. Thank you, Steve. You've been warned. Okay, the crew chief VO I really liked too, Virginia, because we've gotten moments from each of the ladies this season. This was finally her moment, and I was like, there has to be a reason. And there was a reason.
It was.
I gotta say, I love the episode. That last 2 minutes, I was almost like, also this? Like, I don't know if we needed that.
We didn't.
I feel like it would have been enough for us to just go out with Desna being a boss-ass bitch. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
I mean it in the best way.
Because
she is. I mean, she was wearing that boss necklace. Personally, I felt like that was almost one twist too many of like, okay, and this?
Yeah,
but
I agree.
Overall, I loved the episode, aside from that last couple minutes. Just because, like, I don't think the show's going to get rid of Virginia. Because even in her Instagram, she was, like, so excited for season 3. So.
Yeah, no, it's not the end of her, for sure.
Definitely not.
And I had so many, like, predictions for next season, which I know we'll get into for next season. But I do not think that she's dead, even though you did see the...
I know.
The shot.
The head.
It's hard to imagine she's not, but Claws will do whatever
it
wants.
I get what you're saying. It was almost like unnecessary, but I'm like, okay.
I know, but it still is like, I'm going to be here for season 3.
Yeah, it was so dramatic. But then again, we don't really know. What if like she's there like in spirit, kind of like how Uncle Daddy's wife is?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, because Karrueche could have a lot of more obligations, and maybe she won't be able to make set as often to play Virginia.
Whoa.
But I would be really sad about that. But at the same time,
I don't think it's going to happen. I think we'll be fine. I think it's safe to say that she'll be in there, like her flesh, like she'll be alive.
I don't know that, Jazzy, because Claws does love its ghosts.
They
do. I
know. I don't know.
The ghosts
they
do in this episode.
Yeah. But I don't think they would take that away from Dean just yet. I know.
That would. Oh,
I know.
I love those ghost scenes, though. Well, I know we're going to get into that. But I think with this episode, for people who might still be new to Claws or just like be coming up upon Claws, the finale, whatever it might be, I think this will really reel them in.
For sure.
To be excited for season 3. Because I think each season, it's definitely gotten better compared to season 1.
Yes, it has.
This is a better season for sure. And with the way we're going to be going for season 3, I'm just excited. Like, I think it's going to be awesome. And, you know, the acting keeps getting better. The chemistry amongst our actresses keeps getting. It's just great. I love the ghosts too, and it's actually perfect because I want to start by talking about the Dixie Mafia. We're gonna get—I know everything was so Desna-centric this episode, but there was some really interesting Dixie Mafia stuff. So I actually want to start with that. Okay, Clay and Roller are not getting along.
Oh, God.
How did you guys feel? This was really interesting to me. To me, this was a huge Roller episode.
Yeah,
it was.
It was really interesting. How did you guys feel about Roller kind of starting to inquire about his family history?
I think it was going to come out sooner or later. I mean, it caught me off guard because I didn't expect at all for Uncle Daddy to be the reason why Bryce and Roller's parents to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
So it caught me off guard. However, because of a hothead that Roller is, it was expected of him. Like, there's no way you're going to get past me. Now that I know the truth, there's no way you're going to be walking out here alive, or I'm not going to confront you about it. But I'm happy he had that moment, because since Roller, all he knows is Uncle Daddy as kind of like his father figure, it kind of still was like a symbolic role of, like, you know, you stepping into your father, or like kind of like your inner self, like you just kind of impressing people for what you've done. Because Roller is not, he's not a saint himself. Like, let's be real. Like, Roller has done some killing in the past, and he's done some other things too. Mm-hmm. So for him to even press Uncle Daddy the way he did, I think it was very personal. It's something that we needed to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was like, Roller, what the hell? Roller, like, you're going by this he said, she said.
Right.
He said that Clint told him he saw something, you know, about how his dad died. And so you're seeing Roller, and he's like, you know, fiddling, and just, you can just see him getting angrier.
Rage.
And then the way he addresses it is just by attacking Uncle Daddy. But he doesn't know for a fact that Uncle Daddy actually killed his
you're
parents.
Right.
So that kind of annoyed me. Why are you going off of that? And they're like actually physically fighting. So that'll probably lead me into more of my predictions, but I just felt like it was really messy and it was unnecessary.
Definitely, you know? Messy. But do you guys think Clay killed Roller's parents?
I don't think he did. It's going to be in my prediction, unless I can say it now. I want to say it now.
I think the thing with finales, it's so hard.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to have big predictions, but yes. I want to open up the conversation just because we have to. What do we think about all of this? Do we think there's any truth to it?
I think that if Uncle Daddy didn't kill his father, he knows he killed his father.
Oh,
but I do think he killed his father, because we saw his wife come back and was like, you know, don't kill yourself. Like, clearly Uncle Daddy was gonna kill himself because he felt so bad. And he was like, dang, like, he felt so much guilt. So he was gonna take his own life. And we see his wife come back and was like, no, don't do this. Like, you know who you are. It's about that time we told Roller the truth about, like, what really happened, what went down. So by her saying that, I'm like, okay, well, clearly they probably did take care of Roller and Bryce's parents, but probably for a good cause. And we don't know if it was self-defense, or we don't know what, you know, it could have went down like that. I just think that the timing that Roller confronted Uncle Daddy wasn't a good timing. It should have been later, after we just figured out this one move, which was the wedding situation, you know?
Yeah.
So
if there's any, I'm getting married on Saturday, guys.
Yes.
If there's anything I've learned, just timing around a wedding, something to think about, you know?
Yeah,
even if it's not your own, like, if there's enough stress and busyness going into the big day, maybe wait till a week after. A couple weeks, you know.
I agree.
Yeah. I'll keep that in mind. But with Roller, okay, that whole scene, one, I did like that. For a second, I almost felt like I was very genuine, because Uncle Daddy's like, hey, what's going on? What's wrong? And he's saying, well, you know, grief does cloud memory, which I love that line, because I think that's usually what makes grief grief, is when you lose the memory of that loved one, or it starts to fade. So I loved that little scene. But yeah, I don't think that Uncle Daddy killed Roller's and Bryce's parents. I think that he may have had something to do with it, or that he was involved with it somehow, to where he is feeling guilt.
Mm-hmm.
So that was going to lead me into my prediction. I think that Uncle Daddy was there when they got shot, and maybe it was somehow his fault, but it may not have been on purpose.
So kind of, you mean it's kind of like a Kill Bill situation.
Bill
had all his assassins do the killing for him, in a sense, you know.
I don't think that he wanted
like
to kill him.
I think it was like, I totally agree with you. Like, he was in the room, or like he accidentally pulled the trigger. Or like, I think he might be responsible, but I think it was probably on accident.
But if it was on accident, why would he be so guilt about it? Like, why would he be so sad? Why didn't I hit him to be more open and tell the truth?
Because that guilt of knowing, like, dang, my nephews are going to grow up without their parents. Let me, you know, take the reins and raise them myself. That's what I got from that. Because you could even though Dean Norris is a great actor, I could see, you know, the guilt on his face that something's deeper. And then that's when you see his wife come in, the ghost, and she says, take that ish out your mouth, which I love. That whole scene, she's like, you always did have an oral fixation.
Yeah, and I love
that. The reason I, not that I loved the scene of him, you know, putting the pistol towards his mouth. But it was such a dynamic scene because you get every bit of, you know, suspense and comedy.
Horror.
Yeah. Like, you feel everything because it's all slow motion. Usually when you see a TV show or a movie and they're putting a gun to their mouth, it's so quick.
Yes.
And this, it's like you're forced to watch it. Like, you're witnessing something as intense as this. Like, it's all you can only just watch it. So I thought it was an amazing scene.
I think your guys' observation about how it went down sounds really legit. Mm-hmm. But I still just think that if you're not at fault, if it was an accident, whatever, like, at that moment when Rolla confronted him, he should have been like, okay, you know what, you're right. You know, like, he would have opened up if he knew that he was the one that whether pulled the trigger or actually killed his parents. In the live chat right now, Brownie8986 says,
what's up, Brownie?
Hey. She says that, well, he does know what's going on because he hasn't, he was supposed to be at the funeral, but how do you recall a funeral you never went to? He said he'd never been to the funeral, but yet he was like, oh yeah, there's a sermon going on, there's this and that. And it's like, well, if you didn't go to the funeral, how do you know what went down at the funeral?
Well, sorry, I'm so passionate about this.
It's a big conversation.
Because, okay, so I still think he's guilt-ridden about what happened. And so maybe because he said when he walked in, all I saw were holes on the ground, remember? So maybe he saw the scene, felt guilty, and did some crazy stuff to either bury his brother and to hide the death or something like that. Like, he had to figure something out, and he's just like, I'll just take care of the boys and tell them this story. Or my other prediction was that their father is still alive, and he's hiding something even bigger.
I don't think it's father's wife.
That's just another random prediction, just in case.
These sound effects, I love it.
I know.
Yeah, they're perfect. But yeah, I mean, that's another prediction of mine, that he could possibly still be alive. Because we thought Roller was dead after we saw him supposedly get killed.
Claws, yeah, people never die.
I know, right?
Virgie's still alive.
Virgie's still alive. Virginia's alive.
Well, yeah, Virgie.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I mean, like, I think it's much more complicated than a malicious murder. Yeah. But I do think there's some way in which he's very clearly involved. I had something else to say along these lines. Oh, I mean, Dean Norris killing
that's
it.
That's what
as
happens
always.
When you're passionate about it.
I know.
Yeah. I know we're mentioning the pistol and everything like that.
Yeah, you hop in and I think it'll come to me.
Okay. Really quick, and this is a great observation. Jimmy Pink in the live chat said, I feel like Bryce knows too because he's older than Roller. Roller was young when it happened.
That's
I'm
a
like,
good
oh my gosh, that makes sense because when Roller was talking to Bryce about it, Bryce gave him that look like, like, you know, like, what is he up to? Like, what is he kind of like fixing together? Mm-hmm. I don't know that look he gave Bryce. I mean, Bryce gave Roller was like, dang, what if he's right? Or I hope he doesn't find out the truth, you know?
That's a good observation. Because at the same time, throughout, we didn't see a lot of Bryce towards the end of the episode.
No.
Not that I remember. So I'm like, wait, what happened to Bryce? So
he's in a hotel room with Jen.
I know.
Getting busy. Okay, speaking of Roller, I think we've never seen as good of acting from Jack Kesse.
Yes.
And I do want to talk about the scene where he, like, storms into the bathroom with Des. And I was going to save that, but I just think while we're, yeah, I know. Just while we're in this zone, it's funny. Someone in the comments last week was like, how could you guys not mention the sex scene between Desna and Roller last week? So we're talking about it this week.
Talking about sex.
Have you guys seen hotter chemistry between two people on a show ever?
No.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, not when it's a show like that, I would say. I mean, unless I'm watching a show that's predominantly
exactly.
on
like
that,
an HBO.
But, yeah.
For
but,
cable?
No, sorry. It reminds me of straight up, like, legit sex or
for
porn.
For sure.
You
really?
Know? It's very, I think it's very
erotic. It's very erotic.
It is erotic.
It's hot. Yeah. I like it. It was steamy.
What I want to talk about, though, is actually the 2 minutes preceding that where Roller comes in and starts monologuing, my whole life has been fake, and watching him
break down.
Yeah, I was very taken aback by that scene. What did you guys think of that?
Yeah, I thought, because, you know, well, as far as Jack Kesse and his acting, you don't really see him get emotional like
you
that.
You don't know. He's
so
not allowed.
I thought it was great. And because I was just looking at his Instagram, too, you know, just admiring
just,
you know, him.
Just stalking him on the regular.
But I was really impressed by his work this episode. But I thought it was a little bit of a weird transition from his monologue, as you say, and then all of a sudden he's on his knees, you know, giving Desna the business. So I was kind of confused on how that happened. So many things, so many twists and turns.
It was a little much, that transition.
You know, it was much because to relay back what you're saying, I was a little confused because we had saw him helping out Zalata's daughter still. Is it what, Olga? Yeah, Olga.
Olga, so, yes.
You know, he was just telling her, I'm going to get you out of here. Like, I'm going to have a plan for you. I don't really think it was a plan for us. It was more so for you.
Right.
But she took it as us thing. And then the next minute, he's like running to Desna. So it was like, wait, what are you doing? What's going on?
He's a lost soul right now.
Yeah.
He's a lost puppy.
He's a lot going on.
Especially when it deals with your parents and they're not there, that can cause some sort of confusion. And Uncle Daddy, he kind of, and he's with the Russian mafia with Olga. Like, he's probably just like, what the heck is going on with all these people? And Desna's the only like constant in his life where it's just, she's just consistent. She's always just been Desna.
So I mean, we've kind of been saying the Resna thing is something we're pretty into.
Yeah.
And especially now,
yeah,
they've kind of got this ride or die thing.
You said Resna?
Yeah.
I like
it's
that.
Funny. I was, some people in our live chat said Desler.
Desler. Maybe that's what it is.
Desler.
Either way, you know who we're talking about.
Right.
How could you forget? Okay, I think that's enough Dixie Mafia stuff for now. We'll save the last scene, but we have to talk about Desna. But before we do, I want to let you guys know that our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. This is the Claws after show, but this isn't the only show we produce. So I want you guys to listen up right now. We cover nearly every single show. You guys are... after shows are you guys covering?
Shades of Blue.
Shades of Blue with J-Lo.
Oh, I'm on My Hero Academia for my anime fans.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so, our anime fans like love what we're doing here. And it shows how much we cover, right? It's not just dramas. It's reality TV. It's anime. It's sci-fi. It's everything. So we're asking for you guys to subscribe not only to this channel, but some of our other YouTube channels. It truly, truly helps us. And guys, the greatest thing is that it actually helps you too. I've mentioned it before, but I decided to get on the subscription train. I've been reading this copy every week. And I did. And I've loved what it's done for my YouTube experience because it's recommending all these amazing... I get other Claws recaps and I get, you know, it's just like YouTube, I feel like, knows me better and it's catering content that I love. So we know you love TV and YouTube will know that too if you subscribe. So go ahead and do that. And I know you guys don't like notifications. I don't. So just turn them off.
Hate them.
And it only helps you and it only helps us. So hit that subscribe button right now, guys. And it's your last chance hearing it from us. So,
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Till next time.
Till next summer.
All right. So the rest of this episode was Desna. Obviously, it's her wedding day. I want to start with Desna and her crew. We got some fun. We always get some fun lady time. Even the most serious episodes.
Yes.
How did you guys feel about the girls' kind of pre-wedding prep, facial mask?
I loved it. Okay. I don't know if you've seen I'm Waiting to Excel, but that's one of my favorite movies. And that's the vibes that I got. Waiting to Excel. Also a cast.
Angela Bassett.
Serena Devine. Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston.
Nice.
So it was just like a really big, like, girly movie. Just all the girls getting together, going through, like, tough times. And so the fact that they're in the unit together, the room, doing their facial mask and everything... It's a fake wedding, but yeah, they still are getting teary eyed. Like, you know, I think it's still a soft subject and something to see. You want your friends, all of us, to get married, you know? So to put that in perspective and to act as if, like, it's really happening, I think it was just amazing. Because it was so much fun. It's like, even if it's fake, it's so much fun. But one thing I didn't like about the whole wedding situation, I didn't see Dean walk down Desna down the aisle.
Yeah, they kind of just jumped into the ceremony.
I don't like that.
They're probably like, we have so much to put into this finale. We're just... gonna go out with the bangs. Maybe that was it, but
I
love the whole girl scene.
Loved it.
So it made me crack up because when they first walked into the hotel, like, you just tell Desna is just, she had, her anxiety is probably through the roof. So I can only imagine being in that situation where Zlata has told you that you need to kill somebody, yet it's your wedding and that person you need to kill is your said to be husband. So, yeah, I thought it was funny because it's like, you know, you're supposed to actually enjoy this, at least pretend like you're about to be a bride. So I thought that was funny, especially with, like, the concierge.
She was not having
that. That was hilarious. And I love their girls, how should I say it? Their little powwow, you know, from what Karrueche had to say.
Yeah.
Even when Jin started crying, I thought that was the cutest thing from Quiet Anne when she kind of felt that, like, whoa, like, you know, it's not real, but this feels really real. It's beautiful because that's literally what it's like.
Yeah.
When someone that you love, you're kind of giving them off. And they don't know what's really about to happen. But there was a scene where it was Quiet Anne and Desna. So Desna's freaking out.
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Now, when they showed that... that scene with the window, so I knew something was going to happen, but I did not expect the bird.
The bird.
Yeah, I did not expect that bird. So what does that mean? Because I was Googling, and I was trying to figure out, was that a sign of bad luck?
That, like, bird shit?
Just the bird. Because, you know, out of topic, but Selena movie, when Selena had that white rose on stage and she was performing, that kind of was like a symbol of, like, death.
Like an omen.
That. Like an omen, yeah. And, like, I wonder if the bird was the same thing. But I couldn't find anything on it.
Not to my knowledge. I think it was just, like, a crazy sign. I don't know if it was anything specific. But In the comments or in the chat, let us know if a dead bird flying through your window during a Floridian hurricane is an omen.
That was so creepy. So
some Edgar Allan Poe stuff.
That
right
is.
There.
Yes, that is.
VA.
Okay, so we didn't have Polly through any of this. Were you guys worried Polly wouldn't show up?
Okay, that surprised me. Because I wasn't expecting Polly at all to be in this episode. Especially when the show started and she was nowhere to be around. I'm like, okay, like this is perfect. We know Polly's at the hospital. She's getting her work done. I mean, she's getting help.
Yeah.
So, for her to just pop up out of nowhere, I knew that she escaped. I knew she escaped. That's like so Polly-like. But I think it was great because even though she was there, she didn't bring Lillian with her. And she was just content. Like, I think Polly's place was perfect. I'm glad that the writers didn't exaggerate her role.
Right.
Okay. In this episode.
I will say, the way the episode handled it, I really expected, like, more or something to happen just because they were like, oh, they let you out? And she's like, yeah, you know? And there were so many times the episode clued us into the fact that, like, the nurses were going to come detain her. And, like, I thought they'd get involved with the murder or something. Mm-hmm. So I almost felt a little disappointed that there wasn't more fallout from that.
Same.
But there was also enough happening in this episode that we didn't need it.
It would have been too much to handle, probably. Yeah. But I totally get what you're saying. Because when she came in, she's, like, soaking wet from the rain. But I guess it's a storm. But I'm like, you don't have an umbrella? Like, okay, you didn't see the forecast. Cool. But when they said, did you bring Lillian with you? And she's like, Lillian's inside with the flashlight. It was like a dramatic part that, again, I felt was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Because that was a serious thing. You were crying, saying you need to go to the hospital and that you need help. And now it's the next episode, the finale, and you're just, you know, sweeping Lillian under the rug. What happened?
Right.
Yeah. What happened?
We know how cause is. They have to have some kind of comic relief somewhere.
I didn't sometimes think it was funny, though. Just really, what happened?
I was okay with it. I feel this way about Jen sexing Bryce out of a coma. That's, for me, like, the moment where I was like, I don't know.
It was
over
dramatic, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I like that Klaus takes risks. Sometimes they pay off more than others, but I pray that the show never stops swinging because that's why we're watching it, right?
Right. Really quick, Marie, Robin, and also Jimmy all said that a bird inside the house is like a, means death. It's an old Southern kind of tale.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Florida.
So that's what it is. And speaking of that, yesterday the ladies were on live chat on the Claws Instagram, and Desna did say that they filmed a lot of the episodes in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, they shoot in New Orleans. Yeah.
So it's like they're already in the South as it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, thanks for our chat is so smart. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
You're like our fifth panelist when Roach is here. Okay. I think it's time for us to talk about all of the crazy shifting alliances.
Okay.
I wrote this down, so see if I'm missing anything.
You got this.
Here's what I have. Desna is asked by Zlata to take out Ruval herself at the wedding ceremony. Olga knows this. So when Olga feels betrayed by Roller, she calls Ruval to start drama between Desna and Ruval. She outs the plan. Because of that, Desna and Ruval fight, and Desna pushes Ruval out the window. Mm-hmm. Because of that, Ruval's mom comes after Desna, where she finds Desna and Zlata hashing it out. Who killed Roller's, or who killed Ruval's mom? Was it Desna or was it Zlata?
It was Zlata.
So Zlata kills.
That's my girl. She was like, she finished.
She finished Ruval's mom. Uh-huh. Zlata gets, so now Zlata takes her out. She's about to take Desna out. Then Dean
saves the day.
Takes Zlata out.
That's when I tell you guys.
That's when I cried.
I told you guys. I said, Dean is going to be a hero some way, somehow.
You did.
He did. I think we all kind of seen it coming, though. The fact that he's been stepping up each episode.
I know.
When it comes to, like, you know, doing the whole dancing with Polly and then moving out. Like, we just see Dean consistently progressing each episode. So we knew somewhere, somehow, he was going to have his breaking point, like his breakthrough. And that was it right there.
Yes.
That made me cry. It wasn't Virginia. Aww. It wasn't anything. Like, when Dean shot Zlata and like she dropped it was Dean, I started crying.
It was literally beautiful.
It was like tears of joy.
Well,
sister's keeper, I guess you could say.
I was like, yes,
Dean and Desna never let me down.
Oh, gosh.
And then, of course, I guess we should talk about it because we're talking about all the deaths that happened. Mm-hmm. And I want to unpack each one. I'm just kind of laying them out. Virginia gets shot at the end of this episode. Let's start by talking about Olga.
Okay.
This was kind of an interesting surprise to me. And
I don't like her.
I don't like her either, but I like this twist, though. I thought this was a smart way for the writers to out the cat. Is that an expression?
You mean to
let the cat out of the bag. Yeah.
Out the cat. I like that. Yeah. Tweet it.
Yeah, I'll tweet it. It's a hashtag now.
Out the cat.
Out the cat. How did you guys feel about Olga being the one to sort of let the cat out of the bag?
It made me I was so annoyed by it. What are you doing? This is not your business. But they did kind of foreshadow into that, because when Zlata was talking to Desna
in the room,
she was there. Yep. And she was on her phone, and you could just, they showed that quick little screenshot shot of her just glancing, glaring. And I'm like, why are you putting yourself in that business? And if anything, talk to Desna, because that is your mom who's giving her those orders.
Right.
Not talk to Dr. Ruval. Like, Dr. Ruval is confused because he has no intention of working with Zlata in the end. So how much can he really trust you? I just feel like it was all a bunch of he said, she said.
You were saying that you think Olga should have talked to Desna?
For sure.
About what?
Just to be like, hey, so are you really going to go through with it? My mom is crazy. Like, even though she can't even trust her own mother, that's still your mother. Sometimes you could have some sort of a leeway to be like, hey, you know.
I think she wanted Desna dead, though, right?
Yeah. Same. I don't think that she would have talked to her, because it wouldn't make sense, because she was only doing that because she saw, or she heard Roller get giving Desna the business.
Yeah.
So that's exactly why she had flipped that. I mean, and if she didn't hear that or seen Roller go follow Desna, she would even reached out. But I didn't like that scene either, when Desna was talking in front of her with Zlata, and Zlata said, oh, she knows nothing, she hears nothing, she's on the phone. I'm like, no, I don't trust anybody. Like, if they're not in the room, they shouldn't be there. So I really think that, I just wish she wasn't in the room at all, because of course when that would have happened.
It's kind of like Zlata sealed her own fate. Sorry to interrupt, but by not handling that more responsibly and not realizing the impact of her daughter being in the room, she had it coming.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand, and this one made me even more upset. Why did Olga tell Ruval? Why did Ruval answer the phone? And then why did Olga go and run to Roller? Oh, I messed up. I had told on them.
And that was so quick.
I was like, what?
So first
you want to go be a snake and do some like deceiving stuff, and then you do it and you don't even do it right because you're telling yourself.
I got it.
I didn't get it.
Here's my thought. Have you ever, like, messed up and then been like, I've got to fix it? Like, you realize right away.
The thing is, I don't make that many mistakes.
Okay.
Okay,
Jake. I'm a saint over here.
Not a saint. I'm just saying. I just have a plan B. Like, you know, keep myself together.
For sure. You don't like going down that lying train.
Yeah. Like, if I can prevent it, I'm not going to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like there's been times in my life when I've been like, oh, that was the wrong call. I've got to fix this now. Yes, exactly. That's sort of how I interpret it. And yeah, I think, I mean, the show kind of addressed it when Virginia's narration was like, the only thing more dangerous than a Russian is a thirsty Russian. It was something like that.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's dramatic.
It is funny. This show is so sensitive about people groups and minorities, but I wonder how Russians feel about this show. Like, it might not be
I'd love to know.
Yeah. If you're Russian, let us know if you have any problems with maybe the stereotypes that the show traffics in about Russians and their approach to femininity, should I say?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing right now because Brownie just said, she's just a teenager. And she's like, is a Russian Marnie. That's so me. I'm like, oh gosh, okay, Brownie.
They kind of look alike, though.
I know.
They kind of look alike. I don't know. I think this was a lot, but I think the show handled it pretty well. Mm-hmm. And I will say, for a finale, you want to see some exciting fight scenes. And this allowed for the Roller Desna brawl in the hotel room. Well, we're going to talk about it, but that was a really well-staged fight scene. We'll talk about more of that in our news, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
But, yeah, how'd you guys feel about it?
The fight scene?
Yeah.
Again, I think it's one of those that was really needed. I'm happy it went down that way versus her just killing him on the spot or like drinking the wine or the martini, because we see that so much in so many other movies of like only poison their drink.
Yeah.
So the fact that they had a 1-on-1 was like, okay, it's survival mode. Like either I'm going to win or you're going to win. So I like that. And Ruval didn't even know, but he set himself up the way that he positioned himself and was standing outside. Like, I mean, he had it coming. But then it kind of makes me think like, did Ruval really still plan on killing her? Because it seemed...
I know.
It seemed like he probably did have a feeling for her. And if he never answered the phone to, like, Olga's phone call, he probably still would have, like, treated Desna well. Like, you know, they probably would have got it on, all that kind of stuff. It seemed like he still didn't know. Even though she was acting weird, he still didn't have no clue that she was going to kill him. Like, at least not then and right then and there, you know? So I just wonder what would have happened, like, if he didn't die right then and there.
I mean, and then for a second, I was wondering if he's really dead, you know, just because we've seen people die and then come back to life somehow, because he just fell off a balcony. So
it was only a story.
No, I think it happened so quickly.
Well, because she stabbed him like, what, 2-3 times and then pushed him over.
I mean, I think he might be alive.
Some people survive stabbings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would. I wouldn't put it past Claus for him to be alive still.
Yeah.
And I will say there's part of me that sort of likes Desna and Ruval.
You know what? I could maybe see what you mean. For me, I'm like scared to like them together. But in that scene where Ruval was like, you know, I loved you. I actually believed him when he said that.
I know.
And I think that he had feelings for her, but just knowing that she's trying to kill him, what can he really do? Mm-hmm. Just let her kill him?
Well, and it's easy for us. The show is filtered through Desna's eyes. So we're like, he's a criminal. We can't trust him. But Desna's a criminal, too. You know what I mean? Like, you could argue both of them are just trying to get theirs.
Yeah.
And maybe they could have been, like, these star-crossed lover criminals, you know, who had a life together. So I think... Well, I mean, quick prediction. It's hard in a season finale. You just have to get it out. But I think Desna and Roller are going to start to happen in season 3. And I think Ruval's going to show up. And there's going to be another love triangle with Roller having the power this time.
It's just, you know, it still scares me a bit. Because at the same time, I'm like, I actually just want Desna to get a new man. Somehow, who is like a complete square.
Yeah.
Because she needs to be in Tampa. She had tried to kill Roller. And now they're together. That sounds really toxic to me. I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
And then, of course, Dr. Ruval, where, I mean, I felt bad for her. But she is doing this all out of bitterness and anger and, and fear.
Yeah.
That's not a good combination.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, have we met any guy on this show who's just, like, a straight arrow? I mean, we thought Hank was.
Dr. Ken, maybe
he's a loose screw to me.
Maybe the most, though.
But he's the closest to it.
You know your group of dudes, Toby.
He's the most loyal.
Evan Daigle, baby.
Yeah, but the booty cheeks.
You know that.
Do we know Toby's loyal?
We haven't seen any shade yet. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe we'll see in season 3.
You know, though, it's a group of messed up dudes when your most stable character is Toby.
As a side dude. But you know what? Maybe he could be what Uncle Daddy needs, you know, because you can just tell he's going through his own thing. But yeah, I can't get over that scene with the pistol. It's just crazy.
It was one of my favorite scenes I've ever seen on the show.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
A lot of amazing scenes this show, or this episode.
To piggyback what you were mentioning about the breakdown of everyone killing each other.
Yeah.
Were you guys surprised? Because I know I wasn't surprised. I knew this was going to happen. But were you guys surprised when Dr. Ruval's mom stood up out of the sea?
I wasn't surprised, but I think it was the way she did it.
Yeah, it was so dramatic.
So I actually...
the music.
And it's Cheryl Lee Ralph Anderson, right?
She's so good.
She's amazing because I thought she played a perfect villain, and at least in that scene. You know, I was a little skeptical about her accent before, but in this scene, she actually maybe scared me just a teensy bit. I think it was her deep...
Her mannerism, too.
Her mannerism, her looks, her deep, like almost raspy, husky accent. She did great. I was like, she would play a great villain in another role.
She would.
Yeah. And I feel like a woman of color is such an interesting option for a villain. And we haven't seen that, I feel like. Like, what an interesting, I don't know, just especially an elderly woman of color makes such a fascinating villain.
Yeah. Right. And if they are villains, it's like a within the family kind of villain. They're not an actual villain. They're just like, you know, the overbearing mother or grandmother.
Exactly.
Or something. Yeah. That's a good point. I thought she did that very well.
We should write it, guys.
I know we should.
Let's do it. Okay. I liked that a lot. We talked about how great it was to have Dean kill Zlata. Are you guys at all sad we're done with Zlata?
No.
No. As we said, Virginia said it best, that Zlata was a no from the get-go.
So. There you go. And I knew for a fact when she turned around and she's like, oh, you're going to put the coin at me? I'm like, you knew she was going to point the gun at you because, I mean... It's a lot of, like, she killed her own sister. We've seen that, and then she first got on. So it's like,
she's always been...
why would you think that she really was going to, you know, combine forces and work with you? Like, still, like, you already found out she was playing you. You still think that was a second chance? So I wasn't surprised that she tried to turn on and kill Desna. I just was happy to see that Dean just came save the day.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wasn't surprised about Zlata either, but it made me mad about Desna. I'm like, Desna, like, come on, like, you got to get it together. You are literally... in one of the worst situations of your life, and you're turning your back on Zlata? Like, come on.
Right.
Even the way that she was looking at Desna in that scene, you could just tell something was going to happen. Mm-hmm. You can't trust Zlata. So I'm glad she's gone.
The show, like, addressed how Zlata has had good moments. Like, the way the show did it, they're like, you are preaching this girl power, this, but, like, why are you throwing this all away? Like, I like that the show answered that for us, mm-hmm. you know, they answered to themselves the way they had written her, because I just thought it was a really well done death scene. And do it you guys was. Remember what Desna said after Zlata goes down?
Yep. She said, I won, bitch. And yeah. then took off her necklace yeah. like she's a boss. Woo! Yeah. Yeah, that was, I was really intense.
Like,
no.
After she did it, I was like, this whole salon is crazy. Like, everybody in this whole salon, like, imagine getting your nails done here. You don't know any of this goes on.
I know.
That's crazy. Florida.
I definitely got chills when she said that. I was like, ooh. Like, it was so, ooh. It was so much meaning
she's,
and power
she's
into it.
She's changing because yeah. Yeah, she got like up it. And then she saw, like, Roller and Polly, and she just looked kind of very disheveled, and, like, she went through something traumatic, clearly. But it's like, wow, she's...
She's morphing for sure.
She's becoming Walter
White.
She's
no longer just mother hen. Like, she's something you can't play with her.
She's a queen pin.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's out of like bitterness. Like, but, and I remember when she talked Uncle Daddy at the end, like, you should never have underestimated me. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Right. Like, you guys put this onto her. She didn't ask for this lifestyle. She's just asking for it as a place where her and Dean could have peace. Right. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's, and, you know, of course, like, you know, wealthiness and like their nail salon. But all this crazy stuff, she's keeps getting dragged in and dragged and having herself dragged out. Like,
I love the way the show handled this scene. What did she say? She said, you know what? I've been getting a piece of the pie my whole life, but I like pie, and now I want the whole thing.
The whole thing. Yeah, yeah, give it all. Give it all.
It's a really exciting place for us to be in season three, mm-hmm. because the show's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and season two was definitely better than season one, but it yes. was still some of the same stuff. You know, it was mm-hmm. still the Dixie Mafia, still the Haitians. I'm kind of ready for Zlata to really take the throne. So I'm like, it's an exciting place for us to launch into season three.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for a second last, when we were talking about like the last couple of episodes, I was a little nervous because I was like, where are they going to go with season three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Zlata, because I didn't see Zlata going anywhere soon at the time. So I'm glad that they were able to kind of transition that way, because now I'm more excited. Like the casino, I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, because the nail salon, it's like this little small nail salon. Now it's the casino. It's in Vegas. It's going to be even bigger. It is in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's just more exciting. I'm excited for it.
Was it Vegas?
The casino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
I think they're in Vegas, weren't they? Or were they still in Miami?
I don't remember. It's all right. I mean, let us, if the casino was in a new location, let us know. Yeah. I'd be down for a change of setting. Could be cool. But yeah. I also do feel like the Florida component is such a big part of Claws. Like the weird palm trees and the McMansions. And
I think and it's real. They should probably be in Miami. Because think about it. They're in Florida, but they're not in Miami. They're right. like in a... like a smaller town.
Palmetto.
Yeah, Palmetto. Like they should be in Miami. Like,
yeah, it'd be fun.
That's where like more like the limelight, the action, like, yes. everything just goes mm-hmm. down. So,
and Miami crime is such an interesting
it is.
Piece yeah. of Americana. You know, it's it like is. The beauty of the tropical sun. But then, I mean, did you guys watch Versace on FX?
Yes, amazing.
Yeah, that was such an interesting, like seeing Miami versus just crime is, I think, such an interesting place to set these stories.
Yep.
So the only like big dramatic thing we haven't talked about was the last 3 minutes.
Virginia.
This all happened too fast for me. Like, it was... I didn't love this, but that's okay, because I loved the episode overall. How did you... I mean, we've talked about it a little bit. Why weren't the other girls there? Was the implication that Desna's new venture was only with Virginia?
I didn't think of it like that. I think Virginia happened to just be with her at that time and moment, because I'm thinking people were still on the... They were still at the hotel, if you think about it. From what we know, like they left the hotel and probably woke up the next morning and immediately went to go see what the new venture was that Desna's friend helped her get. I think the girls are also part of it. I just think that they just kind of left the hotel and went forward.
Why not Jen and Bryce?
I don't know why. Yeah, Jen and Bryce left. I don't know why Pi and Ann wasn't there. As we see, Polly went back to check herself into the hospital.
Yeah,
so that makes sense why she wasn't there. But lately, Virginia has been just being Desna's sidekick anyways. Mm-hmm. And also watching her redeem. So she's kind of by Desna the whole time.
Little sister.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was interesting that she took a bullet. She took a bullet for... saved Desna's life for the second time. Because remember mm-hmm. the very first, when the season started, in the first season, she had shot Roller to protect Desna from Roller when Roller was trying to kill Desna.
You're right.
And then now again, someone else tries to kill Desna. Actually, we don't even know if she tried to kill Desna or not. Karrueche was just like, Virginia was like, just watch out. At that moment, I thought she's going to maybe jump on Desna. They're going to both go down and maybe she'll get hit by protecting her that way. But I wonder why Virginia wants to protect Desna so much.
She's mother hen.
Yeah, and she did say in the commentary, like, you know, it's like a big sister I never had. Mm-hmm. But it's more to it, and that's why I can't wait for season three.
Yeah, like we said, and like you said in the beginning, you know, I wasn't really sure that it was necessary that Virginia had to die, but I love that she said, and I just typed it, she said, the mother she never had, the friend I always wanted, and the sis I guess I had to earn. So remember, just like you mentioned in the first or second episode, when she shot Roller, she said, now am I in your little club or your little, your little game? So it's just, you kind of see the growth of Crew Chief, but also hopefully it's not the end of her.
It's not.
It's not. What was I going to say? So I think the reason why, of course, the salon is gone. So I think that's why they're not seeing Polly and Jen. So they're just kind of doing their own thing at the moment. So because Mandy helped them get the casino. Mandy, so I think it's just those two.
Okay.
And it'd be too much if it was like five different business partners for the same casino.
Usually, but I don't want the other girls to be gone next season.
I don't think they'll be gone. Because like, think about it. We got to think about Quiet Ann and what's going to happen with her.
With Arlene.
And Polly with Dr. Ken. Mm-hmm. You know, we still don't know a lot. So
I'm just thinking, like, how will Dr. Ken factor in, you know? We'll see. I mean, we should save all this for predictions. Is there anything else in this episode we have to cover? Because we do have some amazing news. And I think predictions will be a long segment this episode.
I think we covered pretty much everything.
We got through everything, Awesome. Well, I say with that, we get into some of our uplifting and exciting news and gossip.
All right. TV news.
Okay, so you guys, so much has been going on with the cast and everything. So because of the finale, we have a whole bunch packed for you guys. So first, I wanted to start with a cameo. Well, you know what? Let's start with the cameo scene. So Lala Milan, okay, she has this scene in the salon where you can see her and Karrueche together. So if you are not familiar with Lala Milan, she was also known as Lala Scissorhands on Instagram, and she is a comedic IG personality, and she's hilarious. So she also now lives in LA. That would have been great if we could have gotten her on the show. Maybe next time. But she made a cameo appearance, and I wanted to just show you guys a glimpse of just how funny this girl is. So we have a clip from her Instagram where you can just kind of see her comedic chops. So go ahead and play that.
Excuse me.
Yes?
You can't sit on that bike rack.
Why? What's wrong?
Because you're not a bike and you don't own it, so you got to get off of it.
So definitely not getting off of this bike rack because she's telling me to. Don't start.
Well, then if you're not going to get off the bike rack, then I'm going to call the cops.
I figured that was coming. Call them. Call the cops. Wow, the typical, hey, buddy, smile.
Cute.
You know I can still see you, right? I can still see you.
Yes.
I could still see you. I'm going to give her a reason to call the cops. I ain't even chasing her stupid self.
So, you guys, that is Lala Milan. That is just a small little snippet of just how funny she is. And for those that were like, what is this even referencing? You might know from all of the viral videos that have been going, people getting their jobs canceled because they're calling the phone on, you know, it's typically a black person, whether it's at a barbecue, whether they're selling lemonade on a stand, you know, whether whatever that person's doing. It's just, you see all these people that are calling 911 for whatever reason, I guess, because they're scared. And I thought it was a hilarious take on that. But congrats to Lala on her cameo appearance.
Love it.
So the next one I want to show is Miss Niecy Nash, Desna. Mm-hmm. So I remember our last ever show, we had spoken about Carrie Press and her stunt double. So Niecy also has a stunt double, and she says here that she posted on her Instagram, she says, seeing double, thank you for an amazing fight scene. She tagged them in this photo. Do you guys think the resemblance is uncanny? What do you think?
Enough to shoot.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean,
what I kind of like is they found Niecy Nash is gorgeous, obviously, she but kind is. Of full figured, you know?
Yeah.
And they found a stunt double who sort of has that same, you know, thick, you know, which I love. I love that there's, even in the stunt community, not everyone's real thin, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I thought it was awesome, and it didn't take away from the scene at all because it looked completely real. I didn't know it was a stunt double. I thought it was all real.
Me too.
So good job to the cast and the stunt doubles. So I also want to show another link because Niecy, they're showing all these behind the scenes. And so she is actually with the bartender, a.k.a. Quiet Ann's future love interest, possibly. We didn't really get into this character, but I have a prediction. But before I get into that, let's go ahead and play this clip from Niecy's Instagram.
Y'all gotta give
me the lead in. Here we go.
I've lost my heart.
Sing, Desna. I love this.
Just as I thought, and I just can't take it anymore. When I take life away
I didn't know she had vocals like that.
This is so sweet. Yeah. I love these behind the scenes moments.
Me too.
Do you guys kind of get, do you guys know who Samira Wiley is?
Yes.
Do you kind of get Samira Wiley?
I did.
Yeah. Do you think it's a short hair?
Must be, yeah.
Yeah. So I love that clip. Thank you so much for playing that. So that was Jessica Betts. And so she also, of course, is a musician. So you can check out her page. She is tagged on the post. But Niecy says, behind the scenes, one of my faves. So this is the wedding song that was played and this is them singing it. So it didn't make the final cut, but you got to see it here. Okay. So the next one that I want to show is, you know what? We're just going to give Karrueche all the spotlight, okay? Karrueche has just been doing her thing lately.
She's been killing it.
The first picture I want to show is a behind-the-scenes picture. So she's got the booty cheeks out, and this is another behind-the-scenes of something that did
behind
not
the
make
scenes.
The cut. Literally, pun intended. Good one, Jeff.
Thank you.
But I love these pants. What do you guys think?
They're very close.
I'm glad they didn't make the cut.
Really? I like it. Like, you know how Virginia has that, like, tacky yet, like, ghetto,
yeah,
fabulous.
I like those.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't make it.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, let us know if you like them in the chat. But I also wanted to post, you know, this photo because if you look in the comments part, it says where Jason Antoon says, weird, I tried those on as well. And Kirsty says, show me the pic. So let us know in the live chat if you want to see Jason Antoon's booty cheeks in those same pants.
Okay. I love it.
So
ooh, look, I am Jazzy like.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. So I want to go with the next picture of Karrueche. She is killing it. She's also a model, you guys, not just an actor, but this is for Courvoisier and she is modeling for them. Look, I had to post this. Look at this.
Yeah.
She's got
yes,
the Coca-Cola
nice.
In the bag and she has the bathing suit. And so I don't know if you guys have noticed, for those of you who are fans of Karrueche, but she did post a photo of her and her boyfriend, Victor Cruz, who's an NBA player, NFL player. But she doesn't look like they're on her Instagram anymore. So maybe she took them off. But you guys, they had matching outfits.
Aww.
I can't find them anymore.
Oh, I did see it. Yeah, I see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I looked everywhere because I knew I had them. I should have taken a screenshot. But if you can find them, look for them. They're
Wait,
super cute.
Wait, she did the post down?
She posted them on her Instagram with her and her boyfriend in the same matching outfits. They're not on there anymore. Yeah,
what
but
does
they're
that
still
mean?
Together, I okay. think. But okay. they were adorable. I wish she had kept them up. Okay, next picture is of course her and Victor Cruz smooching it up. I'm sorry. Actually, let's just go to this Galore magazine. So. Galore magazine also has Karrueche featured, and she has the most amazing photos. You can check them out on her Instagram, but I wanted to show this collage because it pretty much just gives you everything right there. So just take a look.
Yeah.
I like it. It's like
she's
Virginia 2.0.
I know.
Wild Wild West, maybe.
She's kind of giving me a little bit of Rihanna vibes.
Rihanna, Lil' Kim.
Yeah. All of it.
She looks beautiful. She looks amazing. I literally could not be prouder of Karrueche. I've said this all after show, but she's completely... you know, skyrocketed. So let's go to the next photo. So Karrueche and her boo, finally, Mr. Victor Cruz. They're so cute. And I feel like a little personal showing this picture, but I mean, you can just tell she's so happy and I'm just so happy to see her level up and glow up. So congrats to her, you guys. And of course, there's another picture of them vacationing. And if you look closely, you can kind of see the bathing suit that you saw perhaps in the Covetia. No, I'm sorry. That was the Galore magazine shot. So.
Love it.
There you go.
Nice.
Karrueche, you're doing amazing. Keep it up.
Please
and
do.
You
yes.
guys, that is our news and gossip.
Well, real quick, one more thing from in-house.
Oh, yes.
That's okay. Yeah, After Buzz was actually at an event this weekend called Cocktails for a Cause.
Ooh.
And we got an interview with Niecy Nash herself. And it's a 4-minute interview. It's great, but I'm just going to show you the last 30 seconds because it really shows us what an amazing person Niecy Nash is.
And I'm going to tell you something. And I know you didn't ask me this. I'm going to go out of script for a second. But I'm going to tell you something. It is such a purpose and a plan for your life, your destiny. Your light is going to be so bright. You didn't even need the stamp that you refused to sink on yourself because you already know in your heart of hearts that you're not.
Yep.
Got me emotional on this carpet.
She'll be there. You're going to be the... Listen. In 5 minutes, we're going to be looking at your name in lights. I believe it with everything that's in me.
Thank you.
Okay, so now, back to your regularly scheduled program. I went off the thing for a second.
No.
Sorry about that.
You're stuck.
That gave me chills just watching it.
And that's Drew Jones. Yeah. She is also an AfterBuzz host, so you can find her. I know she was on Cloak and Dagger. She's on a couple of other shows, but make sure to support her as well. But I thought that was amazing
just to see
Niecy, speaking power and life into someone that she doesn't know.
No one does that. Yeah. Like on carpets, everyone's so fake, and for her
and quick
and to not only to take the time to do that.
She didn't have to, but she did.
She did.
It says a lot about her character. It does. And, you know, even the people who have come in and spoken about Niecy, like Evan and Jen, they always said good things about how she, you know, pushes the people. So right. I think she's a pusher.
She's a pusher. She's a pusher, Jamie. Well. She's a pusher.
Yeah.
Anyone know that reference? Okay, we don't have much time, but we do have to get into predictions. So real quick prediction, guys. Let's get into it. I'll go ahead and start.
Okay.
I'm going to go last.
Great. I kind of think Ruval might be alive. That sounds crazy, mm-hmm. but I just think the show didn't make us hate him enough to have him be dead. Do you know what I mean? And his death felt too ambiguous that I think Desna and Roller are really going to heat up and finally explore the crazy sexual chemistry they have.
Jungle fever.
But I think Ruval's going to show up.
Really?
Okay. I think so, too.
Yeah. So do you think that the person that was trying to kill Desna was probably the Haitian mafia or the Russian mafia?
You mean Virginia at the end?
Well, I mean, they killed Virginia, but they were trying to get Desna.
They shot Virginia.
Oh, boy. I don't even know. I don't even want to unpack that can of worms.
It's like my head right now, it's like packed with so many things.
Let us know what you think in the comments who that was.
Okay, so I'm going to go really quick through these, so breathe. All right, so I already told you my prediction about Uncle Daddy, how I don't think that he killed Roller's dad. So I think that Dean is going to rebel against Desna so much in season 3 because Virginia got shot. Mm. Now, do I think she's dead? No, but I think that Virginia might lose some memory. Ooh. And she might either lose memory of Dean or what happened and who she is at the salon and who she is just personality and clothes-wise. She might be like, what are all these clothes? And she might lose interest in Dean and just the whole entire thing. And then memories are going to pop up as flashbacks. That's my prediction, and I feel like I'm right.
I think you're right.
Also, Quiet Anne's bartender boo. So we can't trust anybody, but she just so happened to be at the wedding. Who are you? And, you know, that could have been her on the motorcycle, I bet you. But it's like all of a sudden you're getting close to Quiet Anne, who's pulling, you know, I don't trust it. And I think that we might see more of her in the second season, too.
You think Quiet Anne's boo was on the bike?
Maybe. It's just, I don't
Quiet
think
Anne
her,
has a knack for finding the wrong women.
She does.
Because that bartender could possibly be the one that works with the Haitians or who, you know, because she was at the Haitian wedding.
Yeah.
So she might also take advantage of Quiet Anne again.
Ooh, Jamie. You know? Spitting truth
yeah,
over
Jamie,
there.
Jamie really has a really good prediction. Though. Yes. I'm kind of upset about it.
And then my last one, I'll make it super quick. I know we don't know much about Dean and Desna's parents, but usually at a wedding, you see some sort of family. So even though it's fake, I would have expected to see like a cousin, a relative. Yeah. So they might have somebody as like Desna's relative that comes and say, so you're Desna Ruval now. You know, you just never know. Okay. So that's a far-fetched reach, but that's all I got.
I really predict that Virginia is still going to be alive and that I think we're going to get more of her story. And I've been saying this for like almost the whole season, but I'm more than certain we're going to get that because in the beginning, the commentary, she mentioned too that she wished we could have gotten more to know her. Yesterday, Claus did a whole takeover where some of the cast members were like answering questions on IG Live. And someone asked her like, well, what's, you know, we're going to see more of Virginia. And she said, yes, I hope that we'll relieve more of my layers. So I think we're going to get more Karrueche and understand why she is the way she is and why she needs Desna so much.
Wow.
And I don't think that Desna and Roller are going to make it. I think that they're going to fall out. I mean, I'm glad to see that Roller stood up and was like, you know, Desna and Russia needs to be in the hot seat when talking to Uncle Daddy. But I think them two are going to bump heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And lastly, I think that Jeff is going to have a great wedding. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh.
We're popping bottles.
So yes. Nice.
This is the real wedding right here, okay?
Yes.
This is the real wedding.
Jazzy, you guys are the best. I was just going to say, I've had so much fun with you this season, ladies. And, you know, I was on the panel last year, and it's a new panel, and that doesn't always, you know, it's not always an easy transition, but you guys just made it so great.
No problem.
You did, too. Seriously, an amazing team. And Rochelle, we miss you, too.
We miss you, Roch. Next season, and hey, cheers to a great season.
Cheers.
Oh, I love you guys.
Yes, cheers to you.
Thanks,
cheers,
guys. And I love you guys who are watching. Of course, this has been the Claus After Show here in After Buzz TV. We weren't alone this season. We had a lot of amazing fans who really were our fifth panelists. So guys, thank you so much. Those who joined in the live chat, those who joined in the comments, we love you. We're not done. We're always around. We'll definitely hop in the comments of this video. And you can find us on Twitter. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to reach out to me on Twitter and talk about your crazy theories for this crazy show, you can do that at Jeffrey C. Graham.
And also at I'm Jazzy on all social media platforms.
All right, guys, you can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on IG at Jamie Gray.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Happy
See you
week.
Next season.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.